Welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajatha. Nothing is off limits and we keep it real.
Yeah, girl.
After Yay. The 100th.
We are back together this week. We were ending some trips that we both had. And so we're back together. Did we record last week?
No, it was my birthday.
Yeah, so we let you off the hook.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Thanks, Chaz.
So we wanted to catch up. Sujata turned 39.
Absolutely. It went from 27 to 39. I'll take it. I'll take 39.
And
take 39.
And we celebrated. We danced our asses off. And that was so much fun. It was such a different birthday than last year, for sure. I don't think I still took you out. I still owe you like breakfast from last year, since you didn't ever want to do anything.
No, it was a different place from last year. I didn't want to do anything last year. And this year, I wanted to do the same thing. Remember, like the whole Bollywood dancing with like hookah and just that So this year we made it happen. I still a little bit shocked that.
I know.
But I had an amazing time.
Yeah.
Like, just danced my butt off. But you know what? More than anything, I was really, really happy that everyone else also enjoyed themselves.
Everyone had such a great time.
Sorry. He's like barking at me for food. It made me happy that everyone else was happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I told you that's my biggest thing is like, I'm making everyone come out for my birthday. I want them to have a good time. I don't know why I stress myself out.
Yeah.
But I think we're all adults. We all know how to have a good time together too.
Of course. And the group was really nice. So
you got to meet a lot of people.
I did. And we had drinks here before we went out. So that was cool. And then we all kind of Ubered over there. The food was really good. It's called, what is it called? Alamir.
In Addison.
The food, because I know a lot of those places where they turn into like a club or whatever, the food's not that good. But I was shocked. It was so good. I mean, what I got was really good.
What'd you get?
I don't remember. I don't know what it was called.
No, it was a fatah with chicken the eggplant. Fatah. Yep.
No, definitely not eggplant.
With rice and pine nuts and like the little fried pita.
Yeah, but it was chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, Chaz really liked that one. And then we got skewers too. The hummus was so good. Honestly, that's probably the best hummus I've ever had.
It was so smooth. And
there's nothing on that plate.
Yeah, so he can get out of my face. Keep on. Like, let him.
He's just licking the grease.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
He had breakfast this morning. We're talking about Chai, my little dog. He's just looking at me, barking at me, giving some food. But the food was really good.
Really good. And then the belly dancer, wow. You know what? Because
anybody that does that in any size or any form, like.
And she wasn't like, she looked damn good.
She looked so sexy. She was so sexy.
And she was not thin.
She rocked that body though.
Oh, I know. And she wasn't like that big, but you don't have to be stick thin. And she moved it.
Gosh.
And I actually prefer that size anyway.
Yep.
And she brought, and then she came up to the table. Did you see that?
I came over there. I was like,
she stood on a table, on a chair by Chaz. And I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. Chaz's eyes got really big.
Can I look?
I was like, yeah,
Jackie,
she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. Yeah, I was like videotaping her, and then she was like playing it off for the camera. Like, it was so fun. And then everyone else, it just turned into just like and it's been a long time since I've been to like a club.
So,
you know?
Did you feel like, okay, so you know, you get at this age. I don't know if you saw, but I went out there.
Yeah.
With her dancing.
Oh, yes. I did see that. Yes.
I was like, that's so much. That's out of my comfort zone.
Yeah,
like,
but I was really proud of you. It was awesome.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to
give
it all.
I mean, you had some liquid courage.
Yes. But so that was good. I was like, this is what I want. There's nothing that should be holding you, back. So anyways, I'm like, everyone's on the same page. Just do your best. But where was I going with this?
like at our age at the club.
At our age in this club, did it bother you with the volume? Like, I've heard
a lot of hell no.
Okay, everyone's my ears are ringing.
Oh my god! First of all, I'm Mexican, so we are loud. All my family is loud. They take us from birth to like weddings and dances, and we just take it.
Y'all go in
like
yep.
like these little. You know, ear covers that all the babies wear and all the kids wear to concerts and earplugs. We owned nothing of the sort.
And so
I probably have ear issues.
So you don't.
And my dad used to blast.
The speakers so loud.
Like I'm talking, even at home, when we would try to go to bed and they would be up like watching movies, you could feel the walls vibrate. And then you know the story about how he took.
The back seats out of his car
to put big ass speakers on there. And so we would sit on the speakers. And so
I've
just been, so maybe that's just me, but no volume ever bothers me.
But like, so could you hear when you left the
yes, you know it, girl. Yes.
Okay.
I was fine. That never even crossed my mind that the music was too loud.
So we were filled with, now do you know what fobs are?
Fresh off the boat. I've known that for a long time.
Okay, you've known that. But do you know how to like
tell?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's just like I could tell a Mexican from a Mexican.
Okay. Yeah. So you can tell.
I totally can tell.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yes. Yes. I am experienced in all of that lingo.
Okay. Not everybody knew that. So that's why I was like, okay, I just want to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you heard everyone calling me that.
Yeah.
You know, even though
fob.
I'm American.
You're not a fob. But you're very Indian-y, apparently.
That's what it is. Like, I don't have the fob stamp on my on my arm. But I was American-born, but I love the culture.
Hey, no, it's your culture.
Yeah, but like, yeah, and I love it. So they all call me fob. Because
yeah.
I'm so much into Bollywood movies and Bollywood dancing.
Yeah. No, I was that night, I was Persian.
Colombian. Indian.
Oh yeah,
you were definitely.
I was like, I could be anything I want to.
Yeah, that's
one of our friends who's known me for a little while, like when we were having drinks over here, she was like, "Hey, I thought you were Indian." And I was like, "Are you fucking serious, really?" And she was like, "Yeah, oh my god." And then your friend walked in when I opened the door, and she thought I was Colombian.
You're just beautiful. Then she's like, "Who is that? Who's that exotic woman?"
And then
there?
Your friend. Like, looked at me and Chaz was like, y'all are the most Persian couple I've ever seen. And I was like, I'm not even Persian.
And neither is he. Oh my god!
I'm a chameleon.
Y'all were the couple of the night.
No, I was just a chameleon. And today, I'm just ugly.
No, you're not.
I am just straight off of a yoga class looking fugly. And you are so nice in pink. I'm proud of you wearing pink. And you look so gorgeous in makeup. I look like a little ugly duckling over here.
I wouldn't say that. You look pretty without makeup.
No. So we are very neutral in our wardrobe.
Yeah.
We never.
we have the right color.
Yeah,
right?
We have like our winter black and our summer black.
Black all around. That's
black, brown, beige. Like we are only like neutral tones. And I see Sujata today in a pink tank top looking all hot. And she's like, I think pink is my color this summer. And I was like, I'm proud of you. That's a great color. And I'm like, I think green is going to be my color, which is like not so much colorful. But
you could make it colorful.
Yeah.
Like those grass green can be real bright.
But yeah, so I think we're going to step out a little bit this summer, especially because we're going to go to Cancun. I think
we need color.
You know, we need a little bit of color. Like Tulum is not color. Tulum is very neutral too.
Mm-hmm.
But Cancun is
color.
Speaking of which, we have 2 more weeks before we go to Cancun together, all of our family. So I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. Is it 2 weeks? Oh my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rhea already said she started packing. And I was like, what? Rhea.
Oh, she's way ahead. She's already got like, she'll get her bathing suits and all her outfits. She's a great packer.
I'm still trying to buy shit.
I don't even know what I'm going to wear right now.
I don't either, but I'm still just trying to buy stuff. And I don't even know what stuff I've bought or have or like laid out. So.
And then Laurel was over last night.
Yeah.
And she's like, we're going to go to Cancun.
She's like, we're going to sleep at the other place at Cancun. I'm like, girl, not tonight. That's like in 2 weeks. And she was like about to cry. I also think she'll be very tired.
Yeah, but I think she doesn't want to go anywhere without you now. I can see. She's like, I don't want to sleep here if you're going to go. Like, she was afraid that you were going to leave. She's like, I don't want to sleep here. So she tried to stay awake.
Oh, yeah. Well, she also has FOMO like me. So.
Oh, she does.
So, okay, back to the party. Yeah. And so I was looking around when everyone was dancing and I was just like, wow, this reminds me of I just said Cancun because a lot of y'all's music, you guys used Spanish music too.
We did a mix. Yeah. We did a mix. Yeah.
So that was really cool. And I was like looking over, it was all these lights. I was like jumping and I was like, Jazz, this reminds me of like Cancun, you know, like everyone just
is having
happy.
That's exactly.
Having a great time dancing. You bump into someone. Oh, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like everyone's just feeling the vibe. And again, like I haven't been to a club to dance in a long time, like years.
So like what I loved about it, like I haven't gone there for 14 years to El Amir. It's been 14 years.
Oh shit.
So I didn't know what to expect. But you know, things can change, a lot of things. But what I loved about the place is like there's people there with family, there's single people, yeah. And there's all ages of people. No discrimination. You feel so comfortable and everybody is dancing and having a good time. Mm. And nobody's like judging anybody. Everyone's just having a good time. If you notice that.
Yeah,
all age people. There was like grandmas there, moms there, little kids there.
Yeah, and everyone's hyping everybody up. So yeah. It was really.
The guys were out there dancing.
Yeah, it was so, so great. And then the next day, you guys went out salsa dancing. Mm-hmm. You were on a roll that weekend.
That was a lot for me. I was like, ooh, I took a nap the next day. Before, yes.
Yeah, so you went salsa dancing.
I did. I don't know how to salsa. You don't want to
even need to learn. You just feel it and you just kind of go.
Yeah, but there's a little booty shaking and all that. Like, I need to learn belly dancing, and which I did take the course, but you need to continue that. And then I wanted to learn how to do salsa. I think women are so beautiful. So are the men when they salsa. Do you know how to salsa?
I do.
Maybe you can teach me.
Oh, God, no. No.
Why not?
I'm not a teacher.
But
I'm
not just pay attention. Yeah. So is it, do y'all learn that when you grow up? Like when you're like in the.
I mean, I was never like taught it. I guess I just like picked it up. You know what I mean?
Okay. It's just
like
from exposure.
It's just
yeah.
like, you know, you go to dances and all that stuff. You know, I grew up going to like weddings and quinceañeras and just like all that stuff. And so like you and Spanish clubs too, you know? And so you just like pick it up, you know, just like I'm sure you picked up like how you guys dance Indian.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like kind of how you say it.
Yeah.
Indian dancing.
Indian dancing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was looking at y'all and you like your hand just like, you know, how you move your hands and your arms. Like it's beautiful. So like what you probably think of like salsa dancers, I think of y'all, you know, Indian dancers.
Yeah.
So.
We just need to learn each other's.
Yeah.
It'll be cool.
Well, that's just very cultural. This is why we like podcasting and stuff like that, because there's a lot of like podcasts out there that focus on moms or, you know, stuff, but like not cross-cultural, you know, like Indian, Mexican, because we grow up with, you're part of like a culture that's like very cultural and very has like deep roots. You grow up different, you know, no matter where you grow up in the US or wherever, like your childhood is different.
Yes.
Than, you know, American.
Absolutely.
People, you know,
absolutely,
and I think when you have that commonality, regardless of whatever tradition they are, you understand them because you've had your own traditions and stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
the juju stuff.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I was like, girl, I think you need a.
Yeah. Need what? Yeah, there wasn't no timeout. There was like, the fucking Llorona is going to take your ass in the night and be like, oh, shit. No timeout, Jonathan. No. We got our ass beat and we were about to get stolen at night by a fucking ghost.
Yes. No, but no, I was telling you, you need it. Like, we can at least, like, I wouldn't be able to tell some random person, like, okay, you need to do that ojo.
Uh-huh.
Remember? And, like, I said the nazar thing. Like, I need to get some red pepper.
Oh, yeah. They would
peppers.
Think that we were witches. And I'm like, no, bruh.
Like, which
no, bruh. I'm just Mexican.
No, I'm warding off all y'all's negative energy, okay? All y'all's negative energy.
Oh, my God. So last night, we decided we were going to try and record.
We had right? all intent. I think we tried we doing it, it up, in the daytime.
Yeah, we
yesterday.
Set it up during the day, and then we hadn't seen each other in what, like 4 days. So like, I'm like, oh, we have to catch up on everything.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I can come back tonight with Laurel, and we can podcast. Fuck that. We ended up like having drinks and then watching Housewives of Dubai, which we were going to anyway. But we were like, once the kids settle down, then we'll podcast. And then we just got so hooked. We're like, we'll podcast tomorrow.
Yeah, but Bob, we just were having such a good time dancing.
I know. And then with Laurel and hanging out with Bob, it was just a lot of good times.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah. What was my point? Anyway, so.
We had all the intentions of podcasting. I think we tried doing it three times, or this is the third time, right?
Mm-hmm. Three times a charm. See.
Yeah, there you go.
Here we go. And then so we're talking about keeping it spicy. Not so much like sex, but like, you know, we have a lot going on with our families and stuff and kids. Like, how do you find time for date nights?
Yes, I was going to ask you that question. Because mm-hmm. you and Chaz seem to go on, y'all have more date nights than any other couple that I know out there.
No way.
Oh, yeah. For sure. With three kids. Okay. Like, I feel like every time I'm seeing y'all are having some sort of date night.
Well, you know, date night doesn't have to be, like, out, right? You know, there's a lot of times that we do date nights in, whether it's like, whoa, let's, like, have a bottle and cook something nicer than a normal, like, just dinner than what we would do. Uh-huh. And then when the kids go to bed, we stay up a little later and, like, you know, talk and, you know, have a good time or whatever. It's just, to me, like, it's so hard to get alone time, yeah. you know, especially with like work travel and stuff that like, while I don't consider that a date, like in the traditional sense, I still feel like that, like we connect, you know?
Right. If y'all just
yeah.
stay. No, but like, I also see you guys going out all the, so, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, whatever,
first of all,
whatever,
I don't like
whatever.
To say no.
Okay, whatever day night. Okay, going out or making it special at home. How often are y'all doing date night together?
Probably at least once a week.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's more than that. Like, we try to take advantage of, you know, when Donovan goes to camp, right? Mm-hmm. Because you know, then we have to just get a sitter for Laurel because Breslin has a night nurse. So we tend to do more things during the week that we normally wouldn't.
Okay.
And then on the weekends, we normally do try to get a sitter for one of the nights. And a lot of times it's not like a date, just us, yeah. right? It's like for something, for a party or like an event right. or something like that. But I also feel like I like, and so whether it's like a double date with you guys or like our other friends, you know, to me that counts as putting effort to friendships too.
Yeah.
You know, so like to me a date is either I am spending time just away from the kids.
Okay. But y'all try to do something special. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. 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 For sure.
But you, okay. That's, I mean, once a week, I don't think a lot, I don't. See a lot of couples.
I said on average, right? So like sometimes there won't be one and then sometimes it'll be twice a week, you know.
Yeah, but still you're averaging mm-hmm. maybe 4 or 5 a week a month, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's plenty. I'd like to know how many people are actually like dating their spouses.
Well, I think it's just so important, right? Because I think, you know, we've had so many challenges in our relationship with, you know, like, I mean, anyway, like kids adds things, right?
Right.
And then going through like Breslin stuff and then going through this job and stuff, like we are at a point where, and it's not how it is, like I said, it's not always been like this that we've gone on a lot of dates, but we have been on a great I want to tap on you, knock on wood, but
yeah,
like a couple
wood. Here, knock
yeah,
on wood.
Like a couple years uh-huh. at least, maybe a little bit more, where we have been amazing. Like if you ask me when's the best time, is this time. Like we have been, like we've hit our normal, we've hit our stride, things are going well all around us, we are happy, we are on like, also what makes it so good is that, you know, we're finally at a point where we really don't argue at uh-huh. all, because all the past that we used to argue, we now are on the same page. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Whether it's like,
there's an understanding. Yeah. You know there's what I mean? Understanding, right?
That's yeah. And so we just have a great, great time. I don't know what to say. Like, it's so fun.
So does it continue? Like, since y'all are all on the same page, you're both on the same page, uh-huh. like, does the date nights, like, what does it do? Does it make it closer? How do you feel? Like, what, y'all go every week. I'm just asking, like, how are y'all's conversations?
Yeah, sometimes we go out to eat and we don't even talk that much. You know?
I just want to know what y'all are talking about.
Yeah. I know, trust me, we are not that couple, like, that are at the table, you know, constantly conversating, because I'm like, what the fuck could that couple be talking about this whole time? You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
I don't find that many couples talking in the first place anyways. They're always on the phone.
I mean, I'm not on my phone.
Yeah.
But it's just like, we, you know, our time together is not filled with constant chatter or conversation. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I look at other couples who are doing that, and I'm like, well, what can you be talking about this whole time? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we'll talk and stuff, but like the last date night, and I try to make them different. So the last date night, we went to a cooking class, which is so fun to do. Because it gives you something to do and it gives you conversation, right? And
yes.
And at the end of the day, I mean, at the end of that, you have a nice meal that you've both cooked together and that you would never have cooked on your own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you get to do it with like other people, and it's just such a cool experience.
Yeah.
And I love them. We try to go a few times a year. This time was a new place that I actually really liked better than all the other places that I've been to.
Yeah. I want to try it. I got to see what.
Yeah. It's called the Kitchen Society.
Okay.
I think they had a couple of locations here, but, that's really cool. 'Cause most cooking classes that I've gone to, you know, you have a big group and then they break you up and in like groups of like four or six, and each group does, like, you do the appetizers mm-hmm. and then you do the main, so that you're in charge of the side, this mm-hmm. group, you know what I mean? The way they had it here is each two people, and I'm not saying you have to go as a couple, but between each two,
mm-hmm.
They had all the ingredients in front of you mm-hmm. for the entire meal.
Which is awesome. Because
yes. So you do your appetizer. Y'all cook your meal. You cook everything.
Do y'all get to keep that recipe?
You, there were printouts on your way out of what you made that day and how much of everything that. Mm-hmm.
And did you, do you ever.
Nope.
Cook it again.
I really haven't. I have picked up some things and some cool ways to do stuff, mm-hmm, but I've mm-hmm. never like, hey, let's go ahead and make that pecan crusted
salmon.
Yeah. Or whatever. Right. You know, but I still have them. This one also is BYOB.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're like a beer person or if you're make that ready-made cocktail, or, you know, we took a couple bottles of wine. So that was actually really cool too, because again, a lot of them, you know, they serve you like, they'll say, okay, you get like three glasses of wine, but they're not like our glasses, right? They're like the true 4 ounce pours or whatever, you know, and that's great. But like, you know, I just really liked it.
Right.
It was a great date night. So that's another idea. And we try to change it up too. Like, we'll do date night at Topgolf. You know, it doesn't always have to be dinner.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a fan of movies too much.
Okay.
Just because I'd rather sit down in my house
and watch
with Chaz and
have the freedom to get whatever food you want.
Yeah. I mean, we did go to the movies like on 420, but that was like an event, right? We watched Dazed and Confused, and it was like, brewery tasting during that time too. Yeah. And they, you know, so that was
other stuff
that was going on. I like those interactive kind of like stuff that Draft House, and you know, they are filing bankruptcy.
I heard.
I'm so sad.
I heard about
that's
that,
my favorite theater, the Draft House. The food is good. Yeah. Alamo Draft House. The food is great. You can order beers there. And it's just like the funkiness of it. You know what I mean? I love it.
All the events that they have.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Yep, they're shutting that one down. And
It breaks my heart.
So y'all usually do that once. Okay. I like that because I don't think we prioritize as much. We've got like, so our events are usually with other people.
Yeah.
Because we have, you know, something, someone's birthday, someone's dinner, something going on. But we don't prioritize as much of us two going out as much. Not nearly four or five times a month. It's maybe once a month, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's if it's just me and him. Otherwise, it's with other people at all times. That's the thing. Like there's always a, and so when we go with someone else, then we're already out of the house with other kids, without the kids, and then we won't do it the next day. Do you see what I'm trying to say? It's like 2 days in a row without the kids. So I just, But now I was, Rhea's old enough where we just leave her at home with Aryan.
Oh, 1,000%.
And we will just go. But I'm, you know what? There's another one. Ka just opened.
Mm-hmm.
That is just for me and him. It's just an easy getaway. Yeah,
like I said, it doesn't have to be a fancy dinner. Just like,
just get away.
Hey, you guys stay here. I made y'all dinner. Dad, you know, and I are going to go have dinner. And that's great. And I think it's important for kids to see that.
Yeah.
You know, because then they repeat it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want my kids to think they need to or have to go everywhere that we go.
We don't, but my kids are like, you're not taking us. Why are you and Dad just going by yourselves?
Yeah, well, see.
No, they're always normalize
that shit so they don't ask.
Why aren't we part of this?
I mean, we've already kind of like trained Laurel. I'm like, oh, you know, so-and-so's coming tonight. Okay. And you and Daddy going to go somewhere? I'm like, yeah, that's right. You know what I mean?
Oh, she already knows.
And, you know, Donovan knows. And I want him to know the importance of that. Just because you are husband and wife. And just for everyone else, you know. And I know, you know, there's also money aspect, right? It costs money to get a babysitter. It costs money to do things. But like, again, you know, it could just be sitting outside on your patio together while the kids are inside watching, you know, and I know like, but if that's the way it has to be, that's the way it has to be. You know, sometimes we'll go like night swimming, right? Together, like in the jacuzzi or something like that. Just somewhere where you both are physically, you know, together. Date your husband or your significant other, because when the kids are gone,
you won't know. You don't know if you like your husband at that point.
Well, hopefully. And I'm not saying like this is a for sure guarantee, right? But
I'm not saying that, but at least you're more on the same page as your relationship status the whole time.
Yeah,
but like I feel like more so now than I ever have, you know, having kids that are older, there's a lot more responsibility and a lot more commitment. Actually, at this age for me, with Rhea being in middle school, there's so much going on, like juggling two different things.
There's,
and I feel like
it's gonna be stuff.
Me,
girl,
and him are just, we have so much schedule stuff that like me and him are like in and out.
I know.
Okay, you pick up, we do the. So there's even I don't even know how his day is or what's going on.
That is what I'm saying, girl. Like honestly, honestly.
So I think it's important that we do. Prioritize our relationship with our husbands. I think you and Chess have been doing an amazing job, like putting that and scheduling that, you know what I'm saying? And just going out, just, you know, even if it's at home, you know, but carving that time out just for you and him and putting that phone down,
I guess,
and just spending time. So, yeah, it was nice. I mean, you know, even when me and Bob went to the salsa party the next day, like, it was nice because we went out there and danced. And like, it's like you're kind of figuring, like, it was just nice because
and you're doing something different.
It was like a nice, it was just like dating again.
Kind of weird. I think again, it's important. It brings you guys closer together. You know, having kids doesn't define you. You know, you can't like.
But you can. I saw myself doing the same thing. But like, you can let it consume.
Oh, and,
like,
for sure. Yes.
All you think about is taking care of, a mother always like takes care of their family, and you kind of forget about yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
And your partner.
Exactly.
You know?
So we wear lots of hats, right? You know, you're always a mother, but you can't forget that you're also a wife.
No, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Or you as your individual self too.
Exactly. Or yourself, you know. So we also prioritize, you know, a trip that him and I take together without the kids. You know, we want a family vacation too, but I want them to see also that we go out without them. That we can have dinner without them. We can take a trip without them. Because I would love them for repeat that with whatever future relationship, you know, and hold that sacred as well.
And did that happen with your culture though? Like in my culture, it's always like your family, all of y'all are together. Y'all are one big family.
It's definitely not a cultural thing. It was never an opportunity. Like my parents never had money to do it either. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is something that I think, you know, I know Chaz's parents used to go a lot out of town without them and do a lot of stuff without them. But again, look at them now, they're divorced. So I'm not saying that that is a guarantee that you will stay together after the kids leave the house. That's not at all. But you have to try. I think that prioritizing your relationship, holding it sacred, making a date, we're all busy.
Yes.
We can get consumed very easily with our kids' activities and stuff. But prioritize your relationship and yourself and time together is really important. Really important.
No, I agree. I think it's hard. You have to prioritize that versus it just being before kids, you didn't have anybody but you and your partner or whatever. So it just kind of like you would do things together regardless, right? But now you're like, there's so much other things in the picture now that you have to make sure you put that as priority. I think that goes down the back burner.
For sure.
Because it's like a given. Like we have a foundation of a relationship already. We know it's there. So we're going to focus on everything else, which I think we need to kind of switch that around a little bit.
Yeah. So. And you have to put it on the calendar, make the reservations, do that. Like, it's just like a trip. If you don't buy the tickets, it's not going to happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think it's a perfect time. You know, Rhea's old enough. You don't even have to pay for a sitter. You guys have it. You guys have it all.
Yeah. Yeah. I will try it. We will
keep us updated. Small.
As my kids are looking at us like, are y'all really leaving us? My kids are both watching us right now.
Yeah. I guess we have to curtail our content little bit.
Yeah.
I would have said other things, but I guess we're going to wrap it up.
I know.
Because they're looking at us like deer in headlights. Okay. Hi, Ariane. See, kids. Okay. Anyway, so we'll wrap it up right now because we got to keep it PG. Talk about, you know,
we'll continue this.
Yeah, of course, of course. And you guys don't forget to rate us and follow us on our Instagram page at Authentically Moms. If you want to reach out to us and send them a topic idea or just some feedback, you can
feedback. Yeah. I would like to know other people's feedback as far as what they do for dating also.
You can email us or comment, DM us, email us at authenticallymoms@gmail.com. And again, don't forget to rate us some stars.
That would be awesome.
Yes. So we will see you next time.
All right. Bye.